This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rough day when it comes to flying. Terrible storms in the East Coast. A lot of people without power. Even still, the famous director who scared the bejesus out of me when I was a kid, the Exorcist director, has died. And there's a whole slew of other things that are happening from coast to coast that we're going to jump on right here during this show. With me, Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. As always, kicking off another week, motoring through here on the show. It's August, and August is a time where a lot of people take off and get those last-minute vacations in. It's a big, big, big vacation month. I remember when I was a kid, I don't know about all of you, that was our month. That was my family's month when, yeah, we're shutting it down, kids. We're shutting it down. Going to the beach, going to the Jersey Shore, whatever, because that was what we waited the whole year for and did it all the way through till we went to school. So that's what I'm seeing around me. While some are on vacation, some are picking up the pieces. Like I said, two people even died. Just powerful storm system, massive vicious winds, thunderstorms across the East Coast on Monday. A million people from Pennsylvania to Georgia, boom, boom, out go the lights, right? In Florence, a city I like in northwestern Alabama, a 28-year-old man died after lightning hit him in a parking lot, which is rare. We talk about the whole thing with lightning, which is something you have to watch out for, right? And you think, well, that it's so rare that somebody gets struck by lightning. But I know examples of six people. And yet here, sadly, is another one. Somebody so young, struck down, just scrambling to get out in a parking lot. In Anderson County, South Carolina, a 15-year-old was killed when a falling tree hit him during the storm. And he had just gone to his grandparents' house, gotten out of the car, boom, the tree fell. So somber note here at the top, but sometimes this is what storms do. And it was the heavy rain, the thunder, the violent wind, 70 miles an hour, ripping up things from New York to Mississippi. And by the way, major travel disruptions, more than 8,000 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. delayed on Monday. 1,600 were canceled. The most affected airports, Atlanta International Airport there, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, New York's LaGuardia Airport, Reagan National Airport near D.C. So you had D.C., New York, and Atlanta, three major spots that were hit. And there were ground stops that prevented flights from landing. In Philadelphia, that happened. In Newark, which is a very big area traveling in and out of there. So a tough Monday for a lot of people who were in the middle of this storm system, which we knew the storms were coming, but knowing they're coming and then seeing the aftermath of it, looking at the trees smashing onto houses, looking at stoplights that are ripped up and also have fallen all over the place. And it's that moment where you're just caught in the middle of it, just caught right in the middle of it. You know, it's interesting in talking about those storms, and I was thinking about this for all of our friends listening to the show in Arizona. In Arizona, normally we would be talking about monsoons, right? And now we're talking about the heat and how bad the Phoenix heat is. And then in Texas, how hot it is there and the drought and of what's happening in the great Lone Star State. But really, Phoenix especially, hottest month on record for any U.S. city. No measurable rain. And this is through the monsoon season, right? Where normally this is where you get 50% of rainfall. And a couple of you hit me up with emails talking about that. And so no rainfall, think about that. Normally that's what you'd be getting. So now this is the driest three-month period where they've got records going all the way back. So that means you want that rain. You know, you want the rain, but it's that balance, right? Phoenix needs monsoon rain to break the heat, to bring that moisture, that cloud cover, and the rain, which can help those temperatures, especially from these oppressive afternoon highs and just how rough it is. And, you know, in Texas, they're just sounding the alarms that level four, be prepared for potential extreme fire conditions, because that's what the drought does. And we've seen that in California again and again and again. So places like Austin, Waco, Houston, San Angelo, Del Rio, just nothing, no rainfall for 30 plus days or more. So also an extreme situation there too. And because I talk about this show is, listen, we talk about what is happening in your backyard and mine, and so many of us in this country are dealing with that. I get alerts now on my phone that ping where there's some kind of a weather advisory, whether it's hurricane or if we're talking about extreme heat, same thing, just warning us about this is what it's going to be today. It's going to be up, 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 up. So just be careful out there, because I think there is that idea, and I've said this over and over again, that, listen, we're okay. Stop telling us to hydrate. We're going to be fine. We go in and out of air conditioning. And then I see people collapse, you know, just not too far from me. Another delivery person where collapsing on the porch, exhausted from the heat, can't lift the packages, young. And it hits you no matter what age. So it's just another warning to heed some of that advice that's out there and pay attention, because you don't want to get caught in those situations. In the meantime, it's the same madness as ever when we're talking about what's happening at the Capitol and what emanates from the Capitol and flows from D.C. and how ultimately that hits you and I. And you know, it's wild, because we're looking at so many important pieces of legislation that hopefully some of it gets passed. I mean, how often do we talk about what do we do with health care, right? You had Senator Ted Cruz, who introduced a bill that will, he says, increase accessibility to health care for taxpayers who use health savings accounts. You hear about that a lot. Do you have an HSA? And then the Personalized Care Act, which was co-sponsored by a couple of Republican senators, that would expand HSAs, and that's that whole pre-tax saving tool that a lot of people use to cover the rising costs of their health care. And anytime you can figure out a way to make it more portable, more individualized, and a better way to manage health care and not have all the sticky, icky bureaucracy, that's better. I mean, how many people understand their health care? How many understand what they're getting and what they're not getting? And I actually like some of what's in this legislation because of what it will cover, medical costs like deductibles and co-pays, insurance costs, and all that. So the push is on to get support for that. We'll see what happens in the Senate and in the House, a different version as well. Meet you on the flip side.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.
Mishaps in the sky with bad behavior. Last week I was talking about the fact that a flight attendant was attacked by a passenger who grabbed her and had a sharp object by her throat, and the people on the plane, a handful of people, responded and they put the idiot down and they landed the plane and got him off, and just some really crazy things have been happening. I think before the pandemic, occasionally that would pop up, but the pandemic and then after the pandemic really led to all this wild behavior on a lot of different flights. So, you know, I was looking up what it takes to be a crew member. What does it take to be a pilot, to be successful as a pilot? And the five personality traits they talk about: good communication, because you have to have communication skills with the air traffic controllers and all kinds of things that happen, emergencies, all of that. You have to be a leader. You have to stay calm. You have to have a willingness to learn. You have to understand math and creativity. And apparently, one pilot decided, you know what? I'm going to stick up for my people. And I'm going to tell people to be respectful to each other and cut the crap out on the plane. So an American Airlines pilot, it went viral for his announcement reminding passengers not to be selfish and rude. It was posted on Instagram, and it's gotten almost 5 million views. The unnamed captain, and you'll hear it, this is the exact thing, can be heard going through everything that you could possibly think that happens on planes. So take a listen.
Remember, the flight attendants are primarily here for your safety. After that, they're here to make the flight more enjoyable. They're going to take care of you guys, but you will listen to what they have to say because they represent my will in the cockpit or in the cabin, and my will is what matters. Be nice to each other. Be respectful of each other. I shouldn't have to say that. People should treat people the way you want to be treated, but I have to say it every single flight because people don't. They're selfish and rude, and we won't have it. Okay? Do your stuff. Get it out of everybody else's life. Put your junk work alone. Everybody have paid for a space. Don't lean on other people. Don't fall asleep on other people. Don't pass out on other people or drool on them unless you talk about it. And they have a weather-assisted jacket. All right, a little bit of fatherhood here. The other thing. The social experiment on listening to videos on speaker mode and talking on a cell phone on speaker mode, that is over. Over and done in this country. Nobody wants to hear your video. I know you think it's super sweet. It probably is. But it's your business, right? So keep it to yourself. Use your AirPods, use your headphones, whatever it is. That's your business, okay? It's just part of being a respectful society. Middle seniors, I know it stinks to be in the middle. Raise your hands. Raise them up. Anybody in the middle? Like five people. Yeah, right. Yes, full. All right, nobody's listening. Fine. You own both armrests. That is my gift to you. Welcome on board our flight.
All right, you got to love it. Talk, just call people out. Stop the nonsense, drooling on people, the rudeness, all of that. How about it? I mean, is that a good thing or is that over the top? And only American Airlines can decide on that because it went viral and some people thought, yeah, right on. He's saying what people should be called out on. I mean, for goodness sake, he said, put your crap where it belongs. And do what you're supposed to be doing. So this is it. I mean, look, 1,300 flights were canceled. I said that. Severe weather on the East Coast. So, you know, what happens is people are exhausted. They're like zombies walking around in some of the terminals and have no patience. So it's even exacerbated the bad behavior. And I think good for him that he said that. Like, look, stay on your seat. Stay on your side. Don't fall over the person that is sitting next to you. They paid for the seat. You know, you should have your space, your personal space. Just do what you do. Luckily for me, I'm going to, like, knock on the microphone. When I've traveled, I've met so many great people. It's so many people that have helped me or I've helped them. I haven't run into a lot of what we're hearing about, thank goodness. But I have heard from other people some just absolutely horrific stories. I mean, absolutely horrific stories about things that have happened to them with seatmates a couple rows over or, you know, whatever it might be. It's been years since anything like that happened on any flights I was on where I was personally involved. There was one time, and maybe some of you can relate to this, where I was on a flight scrambling to go from Dallas to Philadelphia, and we had to stop in Chicago. Stopped in Chicago, it was fine. It was at O'Hare, got on the plane, and when the plane reloaded, got on the plane. And it's, of course, crammed because people have a lot of stuff. It's Christmas time. But the guy next to me was talking to me. He's friendly, nice, helped me put a bag up. But the guy in front of me, like, leaned his chair all the way back where he's practically in my lap because, hey, that's what the seats can do sometimes. And he just, like, went backwards. And it really infuriated the guy next to me. And I had a book in my hand, and he took the book, and he bopped him on the head. And he said, do you see what you're doing? You know, push your chair up. That's ridiculous or something. And they kind of got into it a little bit, and then the flight attendant came over, and I thought, hey, listen, let's not get into this. It's not worth it because I want to get to where I'm going, and I think you want to get to where you're going. And we have a couple of days before Christmas, so let's not have any incidents on the plane. And luckily, that was that. But I've certainly, and I've said on this show what's happened where they've had to land flights and just some unbelievable nonsense. So I say thumbs up for the pilot for saying what he was saying. I think some people felt like they were being lectured to or didn't like it. So we'll see if there's any fallout for him because so many people have seen it. I don't think that there will be, but you never know. An opportunity for all of you if you're a lottery player. So no winning ticket was drawn in the Powerball jackpot, but how about Mega Millions? Because Mega Millions has now just shot up in a very big way. The Mega Millions game, nobody claimed the last one in the previous drawing. So now you're talking about another huge amount of cash, like over $1 billion. And this, of course, is without taxes being taken out. But then if you look at taxes being taken out, you still would end up with an incredible, incredible amount of money. So we've had, I guess it's been 31 straight drawings without a big winner. So it's grown to $1.55 billion. That's the third largest ever in front of Tuesday night's drawing. I mean, look, it seems like it would be so easy, right? It's not easy. You have to pick six winning numbers, or you get a quick pick and somehow that comes up. I mean, and that's what I was thinking about. What are the number combinations, right? What are the number combinations for the five white balls and this gold mega ball? Ready for this? This is a crazy number. 302.6 million possible number combos. Because you got white balls from 1 to 70 and the mega ball 1 to 25. 1 to 25. Wow. So if you do that and you get over the shock of it, the Tuesday night drawing, you would get a lump sum with the taxes taken out, $757.2 million. Wow. Because typically they just take 24% of the winnings. And then it could be even higher. Sometimes it's 37. It just depends on what it is. But who cares? I mean, that amount of money, that would just be shocking. And because of the combinations I just told you about, it makes sense. I'm not saying it would be easy to nail it. Obviously it's not. But it seems like the combinations wouldn't be as difficult as we make it out to be, but it is. And it's because of the potential combos of the numbers. I mean, you know, so there you go. On the campaign trail, they're not worried about winning the lottery. It's about, for anybody who's running, making sure the war chest is full. So you got to shake hands, go to dinners, and do what you can to get elected. Now you got people calling on the Republican side Donald Trump out, including Ron DeSantis, who said he did not win the last election. Same thing with the former VP Mike Pence. And we got the first debate coming up on the 23rd. Should be interesting. Coming up, we got the mailbag and your thoughts.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. A new tornado watch has been issued and includes portions of Washington, D.C., Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. The National Weather Service says there are increasing threats for thunderstorms and heavy rain as far south as Tennessee. A former Minneapolis police officer who held back a crowd during George Floyd's arrest in 2020 is being sentenced to prison. Tal Thal was sentenced to 4 years and 9 months for aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the death of Floyd. President Biden is cracking jokes about about his age. While hosting World Series champions Houston Astros at the White House today, Biden praised team manager Dusty Baker.
Dusty, it wasn't easy. People counted you out saying you're past your prime. Hell, I know something about that.
Biden has faced questions over whether he's fit to serve as he seeks re-election at the age of 80. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
You can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one was from Tiffany, and Tiffany says, Kate, I am sick of the hot weather. Sorry to complain, but the how hot is it is, boy, so hot, it'll melt your popsicle the second you walk out the door. Ba-dum-bump. I get you. And Tiffany says, I am here in Arizona, and I have family all over the state, and it doesn't matter where you're talking about. It is blazing, sister, blazing. If you come to Arizona to visit, please tell me you don't come anytime soon, because you will be miserable like the rest of us. Pray for rain. That's what we need. Well, I talked about that. That when we talk about these extreme temperatures, Arizona has been hit the worst. And it is, like somebody said to me, well, it's a hot place, isn't it? Well, yeah, it's a hot place, but not like that hot. You know, not like that. So I understand, Tiff, absolutely. Then we go to Frank, and Frank says, Kate, I wish we had some other options when we talk about president. I voted for Trump the last time around. I like the idea that he was the guy who wasn't a lawyer, wasn't an insider, politically speaking, whose whole career was about being in D.C. I thought that would be helpful. And I think there are some things that he did very well, and then I think he just went off the rez when he didn't get the next election, when he didn't win the next election. And I understand that because this is a guy who is used to winning. But regardless of that, I can't believe that we don't have a lot of people. You got to think about being president, the most powerful person in the country, arguably maybe even the world, and the things that you get to do, the policies you could shape, the people whose lives you could affect. You would think that more people, that it would almost be a feeding frenzy of people who are qualified or thought they were qualified or who wanted to run to be in that position. And it saddens me that it's so much about money that you have to have incredible amounts of money to run, that that person who has a big brain and a big heart is just impossible with new blood, new ideas to get into our most powerful office in the land. And I wish there would be more people that were out there that we know would maybe be pretty good, that would at least make it interesting and make it that there's so many choices you cannot even believe it. Almost like when you have a draft and the draft is loaded with incredible talent. That's what it should be. You know what? Here's the problem. And you said some of it, you know, in talking about the money that it takes to run and the backing and all of that. Plus, here's the other side of it. How many people want that job when you look at how your life is threatened? You, for the rest of your life, you have to have Secret Service. How it doesn't matter what, you know, forget the party thing, Democrat, Republican ideas, blah, 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 Constitution, I hate this, I don't like this, and this is ridiculous, and look at our rights and all these things. It just now so much, you're beholden to so many that it's really tough. And then here's the other thing. Let's say even just now, if it's Trump and you get in and he gets in, and you saw this last time, and we've seen this with other presidents too, you get in and then can you get legislation through? Can you get some of what you're hoping to accomplish through? And it's, you can't in the legislative branch because it's log jammed. And that's why, you know, when there is something that clearly should be bipartisan and helps we the people and we all agree on it, that's the, that at least we want to see some of that legislation go through, right? So this is the thing. I agree. You would think that it would be a feeding frenzy of somebody who wants that position, that there's so many people that are qualified, or even if they're not qualified, there's so many people that want it, and then they'll just fall by the wayside. And then the it just emerges that, wow, there's all these choices. It's unbelievable. But have we ever been in that situation? I don't know. It'd be interesting to do the research and uncover that. In the beginnings of our country, it was, okay, we have these strong men, because it was men, and there were certainly women that were fought for independence, but as far as running for president, as far as being put in that position, you know, George Washington really didn't want to be president, but he was perfect for it, because everybody adored what he did, the lore, the stories, the whole thing, so he had to be that strong character that was president. But if we went through every era and all the races, it would take so much footwork, but I would be so curious who are the people that dropped out that might have fit into a really interesting race. Yeah. Let's go to Vincent. Kate, I haven't emailed the show, but trust me, I am listening to the show. Man, it is hellish when you travel for a living. You talked about your eight-hour delay a few weeks ago. It seems like every time I fly, I have a delay. And I have young kids, and I really like to get home. I travel 3 days a week, but that 3 days a week sometimes now stretches into five because I can't get to and from certain places that I'm going. And a lot of it is weather-related or things with planes or pilots not available or the crew isn't there, or some other delay, something else has caused it. And if there was another way that I could travel to the places where I have to go, which are too far away, I travel out of Atlanta, trust me, I would do it, absolutely. And I don't really know what the answer is. I know that It's about holding the airlines accountable when they are responsible for what's happening, but they certainly can't control the weather. And it's clearly a situation where you have to have that, as you said, plan B, because if you don't, you'll get stuck even more. And I've flown all kinds of airlines now. I'm a Delta flyer, but it seems that half the time I'm getting on some other airline because I have that, as you call it, plan B or backup plan. So good luck to anybody who is flying in the fall, because I think it's going to get even worse in the fall. Yeah, you know, I said today that this was weather related, so that it backs up flights, and that's exactly what happens. It's a backup, 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 and it multiplies because flights aren't leaving on time, flights aren't getting to the first destination, and then they're going to the next destination. And absolutely, 100%, you've got to have some idea, some map of what do you do when you can't get out. What's your next plan, and what's the plan after that, and, you know, what are you close to, and are there other options? But it would be tough if you were doing that every week. So I absolutely feel for you, Vincent. If you're traveling every week, then you know. I mean, you got to do what you're doing. You got to be able to roll to the other airlines, know some of the travel areas where you could go. If you could take a Southwest flight here or take another flight there, and really pay attention to the weather. This one is Bob. This one's from Bob, and Bob says, Kate, did you see The Exorcist? I did, and it was pretty scary to me. I was probably too young to see it at the time, but it was one of those, ooh, it's a scary movie kind of thing. Can I please, please, please go? And then I saw Linda Blair's head spin around, and I felt like my head was spinning. However, it is billed as one of the ultimate horror movies, and William Friedkin, the director of that, has just died. And it's interesting because I was looking at some of the other movies that he was involved in, and he won an Oscar for The French Connection, and I love that movie. Gene Hackman was in that movie. It was so good. So while I watched harrowing scenes of Linda Blair as the girl and Ellen Burstyn as her mother, and the whole idea of the priest trying to exorcise the devil from her, I really liked that other movie that he won the Oscar for. And I guess he really directed some pretty popular movies and television shows, too. So rip to William Friedkin. Yeah, I said at the top, The Exorcist, I saw it when I was really young. I remember begging my mother to see it. There's no sex in it, Mom. There's no this. There's no that. And, I mean, I was with adults. I would have been, and not her, because she would never see a movie like that. And it was scary. Oh, it was scary. So he directed, you were right, he directed The French Connection, but he also did, what did I see? He also did To Live and Die in L.A., and that's kind of an off, I like that movie, but it's a movie a lot of people don't know. He also did some television shows like CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, and a whole bunch of other things, and so he was around for a long time, dead at the age of 87. Send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Yeah, USA falling short. A lot of people talking about that to kick off the week. The theories of why the American women, the most dominant team, the number one team, didn't get out of the 16, didn't make it to quarters or semis or finals or any of that when they could have made history with 3 World Cups. But the dominance is done, and pretty shocking that happened, I think. Some people would say they could see the handwriting on the wall that they had some key players out, people that were missed as probable starters because they had injuries, and that might have made a difference for the team, or blame it on the coach that you had injuries and roster issues and you had the wrong roster and the wrong lineups and the ripple effect, and what does that mean, and where are the players playing, and you know, all of those kinds of things. And so I think there was problems with the lineup. I think there was some poor in-game management. For what I know, I'm not a soccer aficionado. Of all the sports that I've covered, this would be the least, but I've talked to people who are, and it's certainly there were things I think that they probably could have done to help the momentum that didn't happen. But, you know, in situations where they could have, he could have brought in, the coach could have brought in subs and whatnot. And are the right players coming in youth wise when you field a team? And, you know, you're talking about every 4 years. And so, unfortunately, fresh off winning back-to-back World Cups against you know, a backdrop of global dominance since 1985, the thought of this team struggling through the group stage seemed impossible to believe that. But I think also you had two different generations of players, right? You had retirements of some key players like Abby Wambach, Christina Rampone. You had a whole bunch of others. Carly Lloyd, who was excellent as calling it like she sees it from the set of Fox, which carried the World Cup, talking about, you know, some terrible performances. But boy, you think about this exit, and now some of these people that, some of these familiar faces that will retire, and some of the three U.S. women, because they lost, by the way, in penalty kicks to Sweden 5-4, and the U.S. could have won it. They had a couple of different tries and completely missed the net, like Megan Rapinoe just skied it, missed it. Sophia Smith, who's the incredible young player, same thing, skied the ball. And then somebody who hadn't played in forever comes in and hits the post. And if that ball had gone in, win. But didn't happen. You know, it did not happen. And they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do, because they're going to lose players. They're going to have to get, I think, the most gifted and creative players that are available at the senior level and the newbies that are in too. So Alex Morgan would be one of those veterans. She's not retiring after the World Cup exit, at least not immediately. She hasn't said that, but others will retire. So no USA, USA chance. Instead, it was, as I said in the previous show, Dancing Queen by ABBA, because the Swedish fans were all over the place. They were mobbing the place, and they were excited because their team beat the dominant U.S. team. There you go. Speaking of dominance, if you watch, here's another sports thing. If you watch baseball, you know that a 300 hitter is pretty amazing. And that's, you're basically talking about someone who's 30%. If anyone out there says they're 30% at their job, or they do something 30%, you think they were lousy. Trey Turner for the Philadelphia Phillies signed an 11-year, $300 million deal. Sweet! With the National League champs in the offseason. But he's been horrible at the plate. 238, 11 home runs, 39 RBI. They even dropped him to eighth in the batting order. In three games over the weekend against Kansas City, he went 4 for 12 with two doubles, a home run, and five RBI. So he's batting one up again, seventh in the opener he did of a four-game set against Washington, or he was going to before the game was rained out, but there's going to be a doubleheader on Tuesday. What's so interesting is I love what he did. Philadelphia fans get the rap of throwing snowballs at Santa Claus and batteries on the field at Eagles games and booing players and being really tough to play for some of the Philadelphia teams. But Trey Turner decided that he was going to rent a bunch of billboards, and he was going to thank the fans for supporting him, for sticking with him. And that's what he did. He had a simple message, and they had him all over the place, because this is a rough first season after that kind of a salary. And on the billboards, it said, "Thank you, Philly." Mic drop. Boom. That is a mic drop moment. Don't you think? I mean, thank you, Philly. What a smart thing to do. Get the crowd with you instead of against you. By, there you go. There's a mic drop. It's like we are in Philly. And someone in the back is like, "Where's the mic? What'd you do with the mic?" But there's the mic. Can we have the mic drop again? So, yeah, good for him. You know, that's that whole idea of thinking it through, like, okay, I can handle the heat, but what can I do to turn these people more on my side? And how can I break this open? I'm going to break it open. I'm going to get through this, but what do I do
to make them feel like they're part of it. So I think that was a very, very smart thing of him to do. All right, the smart money is on what's happening in the U.S. economy now. Isn't it interesting? We've been talking about this, oh, we're going to have a recession. And the recession now, I keep hoping, the dreaded R is in the background, that it's floating away like a bad, distant memory, because none of us want to see a recession. Please don't think you want to see a recession. You don't want to see it. And instead, what we have seen lately is, boy, the street, Wall Street numbers are so high. You know, it's a bull run, as they say, which is really good news, because whether you like it or not, some of our fates and fortunes are tied to what happens on the street. So when the markets are rising the way they do, that little, and you know, it's an 8-block-long street in the financial district of Lower Manhattan, running between Broadway in the west to South Street and the east and the river. I don't care if you're in the middle of rural America, it has an impact on all of us. So gaining momentum, having momentum and seeing the street rise is a really, really good thing, because stocks climbed again on Monday and, you know, had one of the biggest rallies for the year. Just a tiny little hiccup and then shooting back up again. So the Dow Jones rallied 1.2%, the NASDAQ just under 1%, just really strong stuff. And some of it was because of strong profits, like thinking about Berkshire Hathaway rose 3.6%, and it helped lift the market. And that profit and revenue and all of that. Also a pharmaceutical company. And having those earnings reports and having them come in and then looking at the indexes and seeing green and seeing arrows go up, my friends, that is a good thing. We want that momentum to stick for sure. So in this world of chaos, it's a good idea to boost your resilience. Be safe in the meantime, be sane, and for goodness sake, try to be happy. This is the way.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.